This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie morning show. I feel like we're a little bit late today.
What time is it?
I got to get pushing, man.
Oh, yeah, we are.
6:07.
Dang.
6:07. We got to get rolling.
And I was on the elevator, and the guy goes, whoa. He had said something fire on the back of his jacket. And he goes, yeah. Oh, these are some old elevators. And the other guy, George or whatever, said, yeah, even the buttons are old. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
It's not good.
No, whatever
it's not
it is.
Good. It's
I mean,
not
it's
good.
No wonder why they no. never work.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's a compliment in any way.
So. I don't
right?
think so. Yeah.
All right, it's a BJ, Jamie. We are on the Odyssey app. You can get us there for free. The podcast will be up there later. KALC Radio. We're right here in Denver, Colorado. I think today's supposed to be a little bit cooler today, I think. Oh, the astronauts are on their way home.
My God, you got a lot going on there, busy.
Yeah, it just dawned on me because I saw it on TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're on their way home, Jamie. Man, that's got to be a good feeling.
I mean, are they actually in space right now?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They undocked.
Oh, they did?
They're going to land today.
That's
awesome. At 3:57.
Yeah, and they're back here, so they're on their way home.
Oh, my God.
They're locked and loaded, baby.
I bet they cannot wait.
Oh. Yeah, oh. Just to get a cheeseburger.
That's going to be a while. I think they have to get acclimated. They're going to have hospital food for a while.
Yeah, they got physical therapy to do.
Yeah. We got just a little bit ahead of them. A little bit of a challenge, I would say, ahead of them. Yeah, they say they'll go straight to a gurney when they get here.
Yeah. Because remember, we learned yesterday, because of the gravity, their bones don't grow.
Yeah.
They just wither away. Yeah. That's so weird.
They have no bones.
Isn't that weird?
You went up in space 9 months ago, wasn't it? Like that? Something like that, right? 9 months ago? You had bones.
I had no idea our bones are like get stronger and stronger because of gravity.
No.
That seems so weird.
How are we going to live on Mars?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
I thought the same thing. I was like, wait a minute.
Do you ever see on your feed, those the pictures, the videos of Mars?
Yeah.
Where they say, oh, the best shot ever of Mars.
Well, actually, I'm going to Mars.
What?
I'm going to Mars.
This weekend or something?
No. Because I entered the X bracket.
Oh!
And on the X bracket, it says if you get a perfect bracket, you're going to Mars.
Really?
Yeah.
You win a free trip?
Free trip to Mars. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'll be there if you guys need me.
That's exciting.
Where are you going to stay?
I don't know. The Four Mars Hotel?
I don't know about
It's like
this.
The seasons, but different.
I don't think I want to go to Mars.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know. It looks pretty empty up there.
Because I was like, can we get a better prize? I don't really want to go there.
That's actually their prize, the trip to Mars.
Well, if it's a perfect bracket, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. That sounds like something we'd give away.
Dude, did you see our cover photo?
What's that? What cover photo?
On our Facebook page.
No. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I haven't even seen this.
I was on the Facebook page yesterday.
Oh, well, I changed the cover photo. Yeah, I did.
Obviously, you've got something to explain.
Not the profile, but the cover. The big one. The big, huge one.
The big one?
The big one. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
For some reason, it won't come up on my phone.
It's the Spartans. Michigan State.
Why do you have that on there?
Because that's who I picked in my bracket because I'm like, you know, I'm a Spartan by injection.
You are?
Well, yeah, that's what my ex-husband was. He was a biochem major there before he went to med school. And he actually played Go Right Through for MSU. Da, 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 da. Spartans. Fight, fight, fight. Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, he played it on the trumpet at our wedding.
And, wow.
At our actual reception. It was pretty cool.
I'm surprised you're not going with Illinois.
Well, I did until... On the other side, I went pretty far with Illinois.
Oh, you did?
On the Mars one. But so, on my girlfriend's one, I picked the Spartans.
So you have Michigan State to win the NCAA?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I'm in two different ones.
Okay.
I'm in the SpaceX one, and then I'm in the Woo Girls.
I have mine here. Yeah. I have the Florida Gators.
Yeah, because they're number one, right?
Yeah. Well, they're good.
On that side.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
But Michigan State, I think Michigan State's a sleeper. I do.
I do, too.
I think you have a chance.
I do, too.
Yeah,
that's why I picked them. I asked Surrey, and she just went on and on about how good they are. And that
they are good.
They average 80 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She said they're
good.
They're
all
good.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. I watch a lot of college basketball, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch 20 hours at a time.
I know you do.
Yeah. So I know. And Michigan State's a good pick.
And then the family's coming back when?
They get back Thursday night.
Right when it's all happening.
They're in Cancun. Yeah, they get back right when the tournament kicks off.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I could pay for them to stay.
Why aren't they staying through the weekend?
I have no
idea. That's a weird day to come back.
Well, they left last Friday.
Gotcha.
So they spent that weekend.
Understood.
So, you know, I think once you get down to Cancun, after a while, I think they get bored.
Yeah, there's...
You know what I mean?
Especially right now, you can't really go off property.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're stuck there, and you got the same three restaurants every single day.
Exactly.
Or a buffet.
Yeah.
That's the same food every day. And my experience with those, all-inclusive, is that you get really tired of it after a couple days.
You do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But so it's not a bad thing to get tired of.
No, it's not.
Take the beach to get tired of.
Yep. All right, we'll take a quick break. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We're just getting rolling here on a Tuesday morning, and I think it's going to be a little bit cooler today, but not too bad.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Did you read the story that Spadil brought in here about Floyd Hill?
Oh, yeah, I actually saw the news. I actually watched the cop talk about it.
Oh, you did?
He's in plain sight. It's so funny. He goes, I don't even get it. I'm just sitting here in plain sight. And he was. And he clocked people, and they're just coming around the corner, right? And he's clocking them. It's the Floyd Hill Construction Project. And there's signs everywhere that say, because they even showed that on television, that this is a construction zone, and people just don't even adhere to that it's a construction zone.
The speed limit there is 45 miles per hour. They say they routinely clock people over 70 miles per hour.
Oh, they did while he was live.
Yeah. They've had 9 crashes in the zone, and they've made over $100,000 since January.
Because it's a double fines.
Just because of tickets, man.
Yeah.
All right, here's the story.
Most police officers have a favorite spot to catch speeders.
I'm not hidden, that's the thing.
But Clear Creek Sergeant Nick Abe doesn't even need to hide.
61.
To catch driver after driver.
71.
Flying through the
40. 40- he's picking them off like pigeons up there.
what he's doing right there is he's just showing his gun. He's just shooting people with the speed gun. And he's just like, look at this. 61. 71.
So he could just sit there and just say, eh. Nah, not that one.
Yeah,
I'll go get him.
Right.
35 mile per hour Floyd Hill construction zone. Already this year, Clear Creek deputies and Idaho Springs officers have given out nearly 350 speeding tickets here. And the majority of those drivers were going at least 20 over.
65.
That's resulting in some pretty big tickets from Deputy A.
Last week, just within a 2-day period, I stopped over 10 cars. 10 of them did get citations, which, you know, was roughly over $4,000.
Fines are doubled through the construction zone, so it can get expensive very quickly.
Cha-ching! It's a moneymaker!
It's funny because I actually sent it to my kid yesterday, too, because he's coming back home from spring break, and I know they're all going to go up and ski and stuff. And I was like, he's like, Mom, I have a big, huge tent on top of my truck. It can't even go that fast.
You better watch out. This is a public service announcement, from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Yeah. Also, remember the little speed trap they had there in Morrison?
I do.
Remember when we talked about that and it was racking up like $80,000 every month for those people?
Yeah, I do.
And then people
that.
Got all upset about it, and I think they eventually took it down.
I have no idea.
If I'm not mistaken. But, man, if you're going up I-70, I'm telling you, man, they're sitting there. They're waiting on you.
Well, it's a construction zone. And people are walking around. That's why they need you to go slow.
Exactly. By the way, I went to the DMV yesterday and got my tag sticker.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You're not rolling dirty anymore.
No, I'm not rolling dirty. And I went over there, and it was a breeze, man. There was nobody there.
Did you make an appointment?
No.
Oh, you didn't even have to do
that. The lady scolded me, though.
For why?
Not having an appointment.
Oh.
She let me in,
but
she scolded me.
Yeah, well, because it's so easy to just book it online.
Yeah, I knew I was going to get it, though. I knew she was going to give me a hard time, but she at least let me in, so I got my stickers.
Wow, that was a big day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I did yesterday.
That's okay. I saw Carson what he did yesterday. He made TikTok videos just standing out in the wind.
Yeah. It was windy, though.
It was windy.
I don't know who's more boring, you or me. All right, Tabloid
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fresh is next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Do you guys ever go on Reddit?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
It's another world.
All right, so the big news is Tracy Morgan had a medical emergency at the Knicks game. I'm sure everybody saw it. He was on courtside, and he was just throwing up and throwing up and throwing up. And so I went on Reddit to see what people had to say because, you know, there's always experts on Reddit, right? So, oh, my God. I wouldn't even. Some of this stuff is like, I bet he had four cheese lasagna. You should only stick with three cheeses. If you're going to eat lasagna, it's only three cheeses, not four cheese lasagna.
I don't know. I like the four cheese.
I know, right?
I'm a big fan.
And then they're saying he wasn't bleeding out of his nose because there are a lot of people who are saying that he was bleeding out of his nose. But the other people are saying, no, if you look at a different angle, it's the red logo from the NBA on the towel.
Oh.
That explains why it's so bright red. Yeah.
When I first saw it, I thought he just maybe had too much to drink.
He has so many health problems. I think it's a GI tract problem.
I'm just saying what I thought when I first saw it. Because you're courtside throwing up. It's the first thing I thought.
In 2014, he was in a coma for 2 weeks after a car accident where, remember, he almost died. Wasn't he hit by a Walmart truck or something? Yeah. He was in a coma for 2 weeks, almost died. And in 2010, he had a kidney transplant. He does suffer from diabetes. You can also go on Reddit because everybody will talk about. Some woman wrote, you know, wow, it's really concerning how much he threw up and everything. And then everybody started talking about going... they all explain their GI tract problems and when they like threw up. And she's like, I really didn't need to hear everybody's throw up stories.
Yeah.
And then they went into, I had tumors and I threw up like that. It just came all of a sudden happened and I had tumors. And then somebody else is like, oh my God, my friend just died of stomach cancer and threw up just like that right before they died.
Wow.
Reddit is bizarre.
You definitely don't want to go on there if you're trying to diagnose what you have.
If you're Tracy Morgan, you don't want to go on there.
No, you do not. You do not. Anyway, so Tracy Morgan, they wheeled him out in a wheelchair. He did throw up a whole lot. And there is some debate if he was bleeding or if it was, in fact, the bright red. Because if it's bright red like that, I think that's good, right? Because that's a new bleed. Like if it's like black, mm-hmm. that means it's been sitting there.
When he had that accident with Walmart, wasn't it settled for like $150 million
or something? He got $90 million.
$90 million.
Yep. Wow. Oh,
I knew he got a big chunk of change.
Yeah. But he's never been the same.
No.
He has never been the same.
He made a pretty good comeback though, because he was on the brink of death.
But you can tell he still has some brain damage, you know. He's a funny guy. I like that guy. But we'll see what happens with that and what they diagnose him as. That's why I went on Reddit, because everybody's an expert on there. But they just went rogue on me.
You didn't expect that one.
I went to see his comedy show when it was at Comedy Works here in Denver several years ago. Probably, I don't know, before the accident. It's one of the dirtiest shows.
Yeah, he's pretty dirty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had to kick him out of the studio.
People walked out. People got up and walked out of his show.
He was doing this whole thing about me and sexuality and stuff, and we had to ask him to leave.
Yeah.
We're like, you're on the radio, Tracy. Some people you just can't have on the radio. Him and Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
They just forget they're on the radio, and they wear out the... We have this thing called a delay, you guys, where you get like 15 seconds if somebody cusses, and it does this whole computer thing, but you can run out of time. And these people run it out of time, and you have to let them out of the studio.
We're out of dubs, so I don't know what to tell you.
We're out of beeps. Is the easy way to explain it, I guess. Beep! Oh, yeah, we only get 2,000 of those, and you ran out. It's so crazy. Anyway, so hopefully he gets better. That was the big story. I feel bad for Justin Bieber, because I don't know if they just took a bad picture of him, because there's only one picture out there of him looking like that. So it tells me he was probably like just walking.
No.
No, there's a lot more?
No.
What?
That picture is exactly how he feels. He's miserable. He's miserable because he's at the happiest place on earth. I've been there and I've been miserable.
Yeah. So here's the thing. There's a picture of Justin Bieber and he's walking along with Haley and his buddy. What's the guy that sang with him?
Kid Laroi.
Yeah. He sounds just like him. Anyway, so kid smiling, Haley smiling, his whole entourage is smiling, except for Justin. And he's like, and he has Mickey Mouse ears on that you know his wife forced him to wear.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's miserable. I've got a picture just like that of me miserable with a goofy hat on. So when I saw this picture of him with those ears on, I'm like, man, I've been there, Justin. I've walked in your walk.
Hasn't everybody that's been to Disneyland?
Yeah,
we're all Disneyland, Disney World, doesn't matter. Every one of us that have gone, you're like, where's the happy part? Where's the happy part?
And when you go, you can always tell, because when you see couples at Disneyland, there's one that loves being there, and the other part of the couple hates being there.
Okay? Well, the thing is, they didn't take their kid. They just went by themselves, and so that's kind of weird.
It is very weird.
Yeah, but I mean, I know their kids look too little, but I wouldn't... That's the last place I would want to go if I was a celebrity with my wife and kid, right? Like, why? Like, you just want to be seen, you know, because you are going to be seen. That's why I think it's just an off kilt picture, because they don't have a bunch of pictures of him looking all sad and miserable. They have one.
What do you mean it's off kilt, though?
Because I think he was having fun, but that's not a great picture to show.
Oh, wow.
You know, no, it doesn't get clicks if you show him smiling.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what
Especially
I mean?
With all these like cryptic messages that he's putting out.
Exactly,
about-
yeah. So I think they just made sure they got the worst picture of him. And it's like, oh, Justin's so miserable. It's horrible. Because, see, there's one where he's smiling, but that didn't make the headlines, does it, Schmidel?
No, he doesn't look sad in that one, though.
At all. Yeah. But that doesn't even, like, you have to scroll 800 pictures to see it.
And he's wearing a jacket that says hope on it. How can you be sad with a jacket like that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
My God. Well, he is at Disneyland, like BJ said.
Been there, pal.
Somebody said, Jamie, I remember when Tracy Morgan was in studio with you guys and your partner actually trying to be more funny than him. That happened a lot.
Wasn't me.
No, it wasn't BJ. No, no. But, yeah. All right. Let's see here. Miley Cyrus is teasing some new music, BJ. I know how much you love her.
I do. I love her new hair. Yeah. She looks so good with that hair.
She looks good. Woo! Well, I like that she, didn't she dye her eyebrows blonde or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, so we got that going on. She hasn't dropped an album since 2023, and so we'll see what's going on there.
Yeah.
And then finally, I'm excited about this movie. Brad Pitt's newest movie is called Just F1. Whoa.
Simple.
Whoa. I love it. It doesn't have any kind of like, wow, you know, any kind of like jazz hands around it. Just F1. it's a new movie, and when's it coming out?
June 27th,
and it's Brad Pitt pulling the G's, brah. I don't know what the premise is.
It looks good. So the trailer's out. I put it on our Facebook page if you want to go watch it. But apparently he's like a gambling addict that never made it, like never won really anything big in racing, and he's getting a second chance in F1.
It reminds me of Ronaldo or whatever his name is.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
But he's not a gambling addict.
No. And he's actually really good.
But if you watch Drive to Survive like Carson and I do on Netflix, there's a guy and it's, man, I wonder what it's like about him. Anyway, and he's been on the Red Bull team and they get kicked off because he doesn't win. And then the guy, the manager of the team really likes him and we all like him. And then they bring him back and then he doesn't win again. And then they kick him off the team again. It's just a horrible life for him.
It's a rough go.
It is bad, bad. It's bad. Are you seeing if it's about him?
It sounds like it's a made-up story.
Aw, dadgummit. Yeah. All right, anyway. Let's see. Do I have anything else? Just the astronauts are on the way back. Should we make, like, welcome signs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bet they're excited,
I bet they are, too.
Been up there for 9 months. We'll get to that when we get back.
Yeah, that's just crazy. All right, anyway, there you go. Double dress.
And Frontier Airlines. Frontier Airlines is making news this morning because they've decided they're going to drop the bag fees.
Oh, that good call.
They're going to go after that's Southwest funny. That's Airlines. A really good they're idea. Only doing it for the summer, but I'll give you all the details when we come back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.